Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 election process from the studios of KHOI in the heart of Iowa.
At the end of, the end days of a campaign, and I'm sure this is true to some extent for everyone, maybe not for everyone actually, but certainly for me, there's a lot of woulda, shoulda, coulda. This is certainly nothing I've ever done before.
Author Marianne Williamson dropped out of the race for the Democratic primary on Friday after giving her very last interview as a presidential candidate to 2020 Talks.
I have, if anything, even greater respect and admiration for the American people than I ever had before. The older I get, the more profound it is, I realize, the Jeffersonian concept that the only safe place for the repository of power is in the hands of the average citizen.
She finished her campaign with a couple events in New Hampshire this weekend, leaving 13 Democrats still in the race. With tomorrow night's Democratic debate in Des Moines and the First of the Nation caucuses 3 weeks away, there have been a lot of travelers to the Hawkeye State lately, including candidates of both parties, their surrogates, and young activists. Students with Jewish Voice for Peace Action concluded a bus tour they called the Palestinian Freedom 2020 Bus this weekend, and they showed up before several campaign events to speak about candidates' records and ask the candidates and their representatives to support conditioning aid to Israel on justice for Palestinians. Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Pete Buttigieg are the only ones who've suggested they'd consider conditions. But Sanders, out of the three, has been the most forthright about equality for Palestinians, says JVP Action's Beth Miller.
Israel is already carrying out a de facto annexation of the West Bank, and there are severe human rights violations happening every day against Palestinians, and we need to end military funding now.
Mo Elsherbini, president of American University's chapter of Students for Justice in Palestine, says the candidates who won't consider conditioning aid to Israel are why he joined the group in Iowa to push them on it.
As an Egyptian-Palestinian, my family had to deal with a lot of erasure of our Palestinian identity when my family fled from Palestine in 1948. Therefore, it's been really hard for me to claim that identity, and I have been trying to do that. And the best way for me to do that, I think, at least, is kind of take part in that tradition of resistance that Palestinians have been known for so long, since 1920 and since even before then.
Ben Beanstalk, student at Brown University, has a blunt take on what brought him to Iowa with JVP Action.
As a Jew, I've seen the way that the Israeli government and the Israeli military and the United States in its support for the Israeli military and government uses me and my Jewish peers as an excuse for the actions that they do, that they claim to conduct.
From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.